This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is holding a press briefing on Indo-Bhutan rail project. We now take you live to the press briefing.
Both the RuPay card and the Bheem UPI application have been launched in Bhutan. Some of you who are following developments in Bhutan closely would be aware that the government there is developing the Gelefu Mindfulness City project bordering Assam. This is an initiative under the direct guidance of His Majesty, the King of Bhutan. It is envisaged as an economic hub connecting Bhutan with South Asia and Southeast Asia. It's a flagship initiative of the country, and the Government of India has conveyed its support to this initiative. Similarly, Samtse, which borders West Bengal, is being developed as an important industrial town in Bhutan for manufacturing and export. And these links that are being worked on will be critical.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the new Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Mark today. The inauguration coincides with the Navratri celebrations. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva said the new office is not just a workplace, but a centre of values where the culture and spirit of the party are nurtured among workers. He called the inauguration a historic moment in the party's journey in Delhi. During the inauguration ceremony, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, senior leaders, MPs, MLAs, councillors, union ministers and thousands of party workers will also be present.
For the world's largest party to have the organization's office built in the national capital is historic in itself, and it is also boosting the morale of thousands and lakhs of workers. So I give best wishes to all the workers of the Bharatiya Janata Party that their dream has come true. Today this office has been completed and it will be inaugurated by the auspicious hands of the Honorable Prime Minister.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary today dedicated 7 trains, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains to Bihar. The 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains will connect Muzaffarpur to Charlapalli, Darbhanga to Madar Junction and Chapra to Anand Vihar Terminal. The Railway Minister joined the event through video conferencing from New Delhi, while Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary flagged off the trains from Patna Junction. Also, 4 new passenger trains connect key towns including Nawada, Islampur, Buxar and Jhajha. With the launch of the 3 new Amrit Bharat Express trains, the state's connectivity will further improve, which marks an important step towards realizing the vision of developed India through a developed Bihar. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said earlier there was a budget of 1,000 crore rupees only, which has now reached 10,000 crore rupees. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed the need for real-time preparedness to meet both internal and external security challenges. Addressing the India Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said the defence forces must remain ready to respond to address multidimensional security threats. He highlighted that challenges in today's time are more dynamic rather than static, emphasising the need to integrate automated response systems. Typhoon Bualoi has caused severe damage in Vietnam, killing 11 people, 17 missing and 33 injured. According to Weather Agency of Vietnam, Bualoi had moved along the country's northern central coastline before making landfall early this morning, causing waves as high as 8 meters. The government had evacuated more than 28,500 people, while hundreds of flights were cancelled or delayed as 4 airports in central provinces were closed. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. The Weather Department has also issued an orange colour warning for heavy rainfall today over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra. India beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to win their 9th Asia Cup at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in UAE, with Tilak Varma taking them on with an unbeaten innings. And with that, we end this news bulletin.